Melba, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
Now, Melba, what is the process of preserving and restoring these rare classic films to play on a big screen?
It's quite a lengthy and extensive process, and I suppose it's undertaken in a nuanced way depending on who's doing the preservation. So there's usually a process of selection. Often films are sought out, or they happen to exist in an archive already in a form that is desperate for restoration. So they, because of the nature of film itself, it deteriorates over time. So great care has to be taken to make sure they survive. And that's where actually digitalization has come into play. It means that films that once existed on nitrate film can now be accessed by, you know, a really big audience.
Right, and what are the challenges that come with film restoration and preservation?
Well, one of the big challenges is, of course, that you risk damaging the original paint even further and losing the film for good. And the other, of course, is a distinct lack of funding. So, you know, even if we work constantly round the clock for a very long period of time, we can be able to restore everything that currently exists to its original form.
And, well, what kind of cost is it? Is it an expensive process?
It is expensive, but it's also highly specialised. So there's only a very small number of people in the world who can even do it. I guess that in itself is a great challenge also.
Right. If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Melba Proteos, the committee member of Cinema Reborn, who's talking to us about film preservation and restoration. So, Melba, why is film preservation so important in a digital age?
It's important because films themselves are cultural, historical, and political artifacts, and they give us an insight into a moment in time that we can't quite capture in any other way. It's a true insight, and not just a snapshot that you might get with a photograph or a painting. It documents basically life in a particular era. And it's an art form, and I think it should really be treated as such. We put great care and invest a lot of money and resources into caring for and restoring art. I think the same should happen with film.
And, well, how exactly does this specific festival aim to educate society on, as you say, the importance of film preservation and restoration as an aspect of cultural history?
Well, particularly in Sydney, Cinema Reborn is filling a gap that's created by an absence of a cinematheque. So we have, of course, the Art Gallery in New South Wales, and they have an extensive program of films. They're very well attended. But I think what Cinema Reborn does is bring them all together into a festival and gives access to films from well-known filmmakers that might not have, I guess, the films that haven't been as widely received. For instance, Ozu's Tokyo Twilight or Renoir's The Crime of Monsieur Lange, Fassbinder's The Year of 13 Moons, Ian Van Campion's Two Friends. And that was her first feature, in fact. She's an Oscars alumna. And that film was made for the ABC. It was her first feature film, but it also got her noticed for her short films, which went on to screen in Cannes. So we're all familiar with these directors, but we're not familiar with the work necessarily, and we haven't necessarily had access to them before. So this is a great opportunity to bring all of us together and, I guess, to unite the people of Sydney, the cinephiles, who are so desperate to see films like these and haven't had the opportunity to do it.
Right, well, sounds very interesting. Well, I hope all the best with the festival. Melba, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.